Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello. May I please speak to Bob?
258. Here's Thundergun.
What's up, bud?
Hello, Thundergun.
What's going on?
Can't really understand you, but...
it's supposed to keep peace. Cowell and Son brings you my best friend ever and lover, Dan McDowell.
Not a word.
Really? What if I
we need
more?
Music down, or... I don't
can you
know.
Hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we hear you now.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
Very difficult. That's why we have made the decision that because of our engineering situation here.
Which is perfect.
We can't do chip. Well, no. If it was, we could do chipmunks.
So basically, Killer killed the chipmunks.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Killer. Way to go, Killer.
Damn,
just
Killer.
We're going to have chipmunks back at the station.
Bye, bye.
But we don't feel comfortable with them here.
One of the greatest bits ever in Killer Kills.
Or Savoy demanded that we don't do it.
We don't.
Why would they do that?
Feel comfortable here at Savoy or over there where the hard line is. And they join us now. Although I would like to hear the regular speed version of the It's Mike song sung by the Chipmunks, if I could
Mike,
hear that.
Boy, that's mornings the way they were meant to be.
Some good harmony right there, man.
Good afternoon, Mike. Do you read me?
Hello? I think I'm the only one here, Dan.
Oh, the snake. Hello, Corby.
I think that I'm not going to lie to you. It's not looking good for Mike.
For Soupy.
Oh, really?
No, it's not.
What's wrong? What happened to Soupy?
Amen.
I can't hear anything. If there is a chipmunk voice, I can't hear it.
Yeah, it's a bad, we have a horrible return here. We're having trouble making out what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Let alone the chipmunks.
Fine, so it's dark and warm in here.
I know the hard line will no doubt cover the breaking tentacles of the Sam Heard story.
Yes.
But wow, there is a law enforcement source in Chicago that claims that we have double-digit NFL players connected to the Sam Heard story.
What?
And you think that's... And you're surprised
by
that?
Media members?
And how many of them...
Does this explain the Jay Ratliff blow-up?
Play in our city.
NFL players and drugs?
How many of them play in our city?
Where are you reading that, Jimmy?
Pro Football Talk is re-reporting it. I believe the Score in Chicago has been talking to a cop today about this case.
Hold on, I want to hear Michael Irvin respond to it.
Oh, you had to read.
Wow. Michael?
At what level?
That's why chipmunks say, just say no
you know
to
what?
Drugs.
With our connections, that we have to local law enforcement, I mean, we're friendly with a lot of cops. Don't you think that we could probably set up some sort of ticket drug ring and get away with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would they ever suspect us, except for the fact that I'm talking about it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just stay cool, dude.
Calm down on all that.
What'd you think of $450 a pound, Corby?
Like, we got a black guy, so that automatically elevates our street cred. Right? Donovan could be the front man on all of it.
Not really.
Do you think he called his drug ring Sam's Club?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that is a norm right there, bro.
That's great, dude.
Nah, I stole it.
Have you been working on that?
It's related to, like, the
Don't say it's stolen.
Do not announce that it's stolen.
Yeah, take credit
That's
for
yours,
that.
Dude.
I just Carlos Mencia'd that thing.
According to the tickets, Bob Sturm.
I mean, if they get a radio show, then it's theirs.
Can you imagine if this is all Dallas Cowboys?
You know, I don't want to.
Let's speculate on who it probably is.
I don't want to speculate right. too far, but
Aikman.
Let's be honest.
Cunningham.
Leffert Williams.
I'd suggest that it probably is not going to leave the Cowboys completely
Wade Phillips.
Unscathed.
Wade Phillips.
You see why that...
That little grandpa-ish persona.
You see why that defense fooled. Was simple the last few weeks?
Chipmunk sources are reporting that Gene Jones is involved somehow, some way.
Where's
but I don't know
all this?
Sure.
What if it was... Did a chipmunk just say Gene Jones? Because
you gotta be
that...
careful there, chipmunk.
Yeah.
What if it was Harvey Martin?
There's a lot of artwork to be sorted through.
Harvey Martin, Bob Hayes, and Mark Tuinay were the ringleaders.
Cut those paintings, and you'll find something behind it.
Did Scarface do something?
Yeah.
That's how they delivered them.
Yeah.
That's how they delivered the drugs.
It's all in the new stadium.
It's right behind the Ray Donaldson portrait.
The James Donaldson.
Oh, James Donaldson.
It's made out of cocaine.
It's just one big grow lamp. One big...
What? What?
Thing.
Hello?
What's that?
What happened to Corby?
I'm right here.
Corby!
I'm here.
Pump up Corby.
Corby just had a hardline 2005
and
tune-out.
Pump up Corby and get Alexis in there to crush those chipmunks.
It's just tough to hear through the chipmunks.
Oh, yes. Crush me. Crush me.
Now, I don't care what she wears. She can wear high heels or just...
flats, barefoot, it just doesn't matter.
Oh, Air Jordans.
Barefoot. Crush me with that barefoot.
All right, today is Thursday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year.
Thank
there
you.
Are 16 days left in 2011.
Is December 27th the one-year anniversary, Dan, of the crush hypothetical?
Hey, I'm upset with you,
was
too.
Was that a Christmas
Yeah, I think
thing?
So.
We
yeah,
may, we may
I
have
think
to
so.
We may All have right. to relive that.
Can I call out Bob and Dan real quick?
What do we do?
Well, you guys are talking about Bob Seger, which, granted, I'm no Bob Seger fan.
Like a rock.
So you mentioned that, which one of you mentioned that it's like a rock?
Me.
Okay, and then one
Am
of
I
you.
Right?
Yes, that's, yes. And then one of you mentioned that, wasn't he the guy that was in the Tom Cruise song? Yes! And then you doubted that was him?
Oh.
Dude, that is like what he is known for. That's the
yeah,
biggest.
Yeah, I thought that's all he's known
that's
for.
That's the worst song in America, and it's
rock
attributed
and roll,
to him.
All
which
I
is
can,
on the
Pizza Hut jukebox.
All I see is like a big Ford truck go driving up a mountainside with like a rock playing in the background.
Oh, like a rock.
But we have determined that if he's doing a concert in your backyard, you're not walking outside to see him.
No. God bless him,
I'm
dude.
Calling, I'm the Bob. I'm calling the cops.
Dude.
Would you
PA off.
Would you come to my backyard if Bob Seger was playing back there, Corby?
No. God, no.
So is this how you want to promote that you're giving away tickets
turn
today?
Turn me back up now.
Well, no. I think there's a lot of people that would enjoy it, but let's let them have the tickets.
They didn't realize that Bob Seger sang old-time rock and roll.
All right. Mike was
yeah,
late.
He does.
And that's here's why.
What he's very well known for, but there's a whole lot of other great work in there beyond that.
Vague. No, there's not.
Yeah, on this
is.
Day in 1944.
Oh, didn't he do center field?
You're not funny.
Wow.
I think you are.
I mean, Kathmandu. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, Mike,
what's
on this day in
Kathmandu, you don't like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys don't know.
Kathmandu.
What's on the rocks?
Give me
you don't like it, huh?
No, if it was Catman Doodoo, I'd laugh.
Did he do potholes in my lawn?
Potholes in my lawn.
On this day in 1944, a single-engine plane carrying bandleader Glenn Miller.
Oh, no.
A major in the U.S. Army Air Forces. That doesn't make sense, does it?
Where was Hitler in all this?
Anyway, he disappeared.
Uh-oh. Wait.
While fighting Hitler en route to Paris.
His plane landed on my grandfather.
What was that like, Mike? Did you just walk out of school and
didn't you
kind of like
look,
a
up in the, look up in the sky and yell why?
Didn't you report that
I don't really remember that day much.
Obviously the plane was not in the mood.
Hey,
wow.
What the hell just happened?
That's not even funny.
The train.
Man, are you saving all your good stuff
for
the
holiday
season?
Yeah, could you give me a couple
season?
Of shots?
Like Bob's
I need a couple
last
of
day.
Shots.
Save it
oh, my
Rich.
God.
I'd like a Crown and Coke, please.
You get really hey, funny Mike. Closer and closer to Jesus' birthday.
I'm,
hey, Mike.
Just keep passing me the ball. I'm hot right now.
Hold on. A chipmunk is asking Mike a question.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Hey, take a look at my naked body. And in the background, there's some weed on the shelf over there.
Yeah, that's clearly Michael
Beasley. That's pretty awesome. I wish I could hear you. But we've got issues out here. Do you have a senior engineer out here, sir? They'd turn you loose by yourself today.
What if that Michael Beasley photo was, Norm?
Yeah.
Tony's struggling.
Jay Lero's wife, Fiona. Is having a birthday.
Yeah, senior engineer.
I know.
My wife, Samantha.
Right, now the
if I was
the
Scott.
Starting to hold forth. Oh, my gosh.
Samantha having a birthday.
You okay, Soupy?
Is Mike okay?
We have Soupy? My husband, P1, Jared Grisham.
It's Jared.
He's 31, according to Stacy.
It can only be Jared.
Jared.
And my buddy, Kevin Schneider of Euless. He is 28.
All I want for Christmas is you.
If anybody is interested in that. Elsewhere,
no.
Nick Bonacani, 71.
Ain't a damn thing funny.
Whoa.
You score 5 in dominoes, you say Nick Bonacani. Ain't a damn thing funny. Bam!
How do you score 5? By roasted. Setting them up, and then you push that one down, and then the whole thing goes down?
And then the Oreo goes into the milk.
No wonder you lost Ghetto Jeopardy. I need to teach you how to play.
Lawrence Thunderberg is 41.
Ohio State.
Wow, Thundergun.
Thundergun.
Yeah. He never has.
Rick Helling, 41.
Bulldog.
One more Ranger, great.
I'm Rick Helling.
Art. Howe, 65.
Mike.
Snake.
What?
Art Howe.
Moneyball.
What about him?
Dude.
Moneyball. Star of Moneyball.
Yeah. I know how you like baseball.
Yeah? And?
Remember with the gloves and stuff?
Remember when he kissed Marky Mark?
I do.
When he got drunk at New Year's Eve?
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about, Corby?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Art Howe kissed Marky Mark.
That's true.
It's in Boogie Nights. Look it
up. Philip Seymour Hoffman, greatest role ever, outside of smashing the postcard on the wall in Happiness.
Overrated.
Happiness?
Yeah, all the time.
Or Boogie Nights?
The postcard scene. The
postcard
scene.
Who hasn't done that?
Right.
I'm just a chipmunk.
Pretty good in Charlie Wilson's War.
Good for the
too.
Environment too.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's good in everything.
We're gonna do that or a victory.
Let's he's slow down on that.
Jim Leland, 67.
Still smoking in the dugout.
He's throwing darts back in the clubhouse.
You think Uncle Tio smokes?
I think it's possible.
Mo Vaughn, 44.
Mike. Moesha.
What?
I believe he built Vegas baseball and was
God.
Shot through the eye.
No, that's Mo Green.
Oh.
Yeah, it's baseball, okay?
You love baseball.
Yeah, I do.
You know, we worked together long enough to where I've recognized that.
You don't have to freak every time they mention a baseball player.
But you love it.
Just go easy on Mike. It's Glenn Miller Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here? Is that why he's so testy?
Moment of silence? Yeah, a moment of silence would be appropriate. Paul in George.
Tim Conway, 78.
Brilliant.
Dorf.
Yeah, it's a little overrated.
Dude,
Tim
Conway.
A
you
overrated.
Didn't watch Carol Burnett. Shut up.
I am in my chip pump.
Well, that's a clean.
I don't have to
anybody could get on their knees
yes,
and do that
do.
Old
no,
thing.
No.
Mike.
This is a wing.
Yes.
Will you be doing Dorf at the Christmas party?
That's his thing.
That is your thing.
That's like saying, Mike, will you exhale after you inhale?
Remember the first day I met you, and you came up, and you were on your knees, and you were shuffling real quick, and you had that funny hat on?
No, I
don't.
Maybe
you lean all the way back. Fast.
No.
What do you think of my dwarf? I was like, man, it's pretty good, but
I had this idea first.
Here, give me this.
I don't remember
I just want
that.
You to know I'm launching a class action lawsuit against him for copyright infringement.
I don't remember that at all.
It was
Sign
the first
this
day
petition.
We met,
no,
man.
It wasn't.
Every Christmas party he does Casey at the plate as Dorf.
Casey at the plate?
At the bat.
As Dorf.
As Dorf. His little knees falling over, get back up real fast.
Now, I know I can count on you two, Bob and Dan, to be at the Christmas party tomorrow night, right?
What's that?
Hell yeah. I'm going to help set up after the show here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Mike, are we sorry employees for all not going?
I'm going to try to stink my
Mike's
wife
Mike's the
in,
only on-air like a, guy that goes
dessert
to the
cart.
Christmas party.
No, just wear a big coat and you just walk in with you.
I'm going to dress like a waiter with a dessert cart. My wife's going to be underneath trying to sneak in.
You got to open up the silver tray. Surprise!
You better represent tomorrow and don't make a fool out of the on-air staff, Michael.
A late email here from Betsy. I would not allow this through except it's Betsy. And you got to love Betsy, right?
Yeah, we love Betsy.
Although she wants to wish happy birthday to her husband next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Oh, man.
It says since...
I'm cool, man. What a stupid woman.
He is Adam, and since we won't be here, she wanted to send this in and...
Nope.
I give her the Betsy exemption.
It's not the same if it's
and
Rads,
should,
Mark Folliwell, Rich Phillips, and me wishing you a happy birthday.
We should talk about his birthday over coffee, Betsy. So email me.
Now go make me a flag.
I have a birthday, Dan.
And Don Johnson is 62.
Me.
Wow.
Now, how about some spares?
I have a birthday, Dan.
The alligator.
Dan? I have a birthday.
I'm sure we all are still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart form.
Your spares include...
I have a birthday, Mom.
Well, wait a minute. I have a birthday, Dan.
Oh.
Well, are you ignoring me?
No, I apologize.
I'm sponsored.
Mike.
It's
Mike.
Difficult to hear today, Mike.
Oh, it is?
I certainly
okay.
would never ignore you. Well,
birthday, Dan.
I just am not now, at least.
All right, well, today is the birthday of Vicky Myers.
Dickie?
Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky.
Are you saying Gicky with a G?
No,
it's with an M,
Vicky.
A silent M.
Oh, Mickey.
No,
Mickey.
Vicky. It is also the birthday of Kyle Ravinsky.
The great Kyle Ravinsky.
Yes.
Father of the triplets.
The lumpy Rutherford of the ticket. And it's the birthday of Owen Wilson.
Ah, the ticket zone, the hardline
yes,
zone.
Yes, the hardline zone, Owen Corby, Wilson,
do your
the
own
noted
Wilson.
Actor.
Happy birthday, Owen.
From Meet the Parents.
Sit down. It's time for Kirby's Owen Wilson impression.
Back to you, Dan.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Oh,
is this
yeah.
Ty Walker,
yes.
Chipmunk?
Yes, it is.
Get in
50.
Line. Spares.
No, he's not.
Jerry Ball, 47.
See, hello, Bob. Sponsor here.
Eric Bjornson, 40.
Yeah, he was at Campese's that night.
Tight end.
Mr. G's, how many orgasmic sandwiches?
Rodney Harrison,
39. Shot.
Love Mr. G's, how many orgasmic sandwich brings you the 35th birthday of Katrina Isis? She is a porn star. I can't believe I took the whole thing 14. Chocolate loving moms, 2. And horny hairy girls, 24. Happy birthday!
Let me ask you this, Bob. You're telling me you get requests so that we're all on this voice?
Yeah, people love
I
it.
I think it's clearly... people thinking, I don't know. I think when we all do it, it's horrible, and this is only
it's
slightly
more
horrible.
A celebration.
Yeah, this is great.
It's the fringe that wants that.
Joe Walton, 76, Mike.
They're people, too.
The
yeah,
Jets coach?
People,
you're
too.
Right.
Right.
And David Wingate, 48.
Was
Georgetown.
Joe Walton, was he the coach of when Richard Todd was there?
Yeah.
And before we take a break here, and before you count us down, Chipmunk,
all I want for Christmas is you.
We're not going to be together next week. In fact, I won't be here until the day after his birthday. And I know he always takes his birthday off.
Jesus.
So let's say happy birthday to Tom Flakeboy Gribble.
Hey!
Finally got to 50.
Just in case we don't ever see each other again. You never know which one of us may... run away during this vacation, never to return.
Mm-hmm, you never know.
Man,
nifty,
what a free spirit.
Nifty.
What a free spirit.
The man who's closer in age to his girlfriend's father than he is his girlfriend's father.
Bob, I'll see you Saturday night.
Dude, totally.
Yep.
I'm going to crawl up Danny's leg.
2 hours of
Merry
Josh
Christmas.
Freeman talk.
Tell me if you want to get some beers before the pregame.
All right, let's crush those chipmunks, Alexis. Here comes the giant leg. And you're done. I said you're done.
Hello, golf. Rick Arnetta here. Hey, a special treat on the tee box this Saturday as the old